never explained to them why I had the books. But I was exposed. To a lot of things that way, particularly in getting an education. I think sometimes, and I look back on my life and having to take care of my aunt at 8 and 9 years old, that perhaps I missed a lot too. Well, you grow up too quick.
Oh, yeah.
Like dancing was always stupid to me. You know, I just couldn't figure out why people would go through the physical motions that they went through just because they heard some music. And right now, I'm not a very good dancer. Most of my friends don't know me as a person who has too much humor, even though that, you know, I have a lot of humor, but my humor, they don't really appreciate because I don't like stupid things. My humor is if I can catch you in something, a philosophical joke, and you understand what I'm talking about. It might be something that's totally comical to me, and nobody else sees any humor.
I see. It's almost like you never got to be a kid.
That's right. You know, like, I finished high school when I was 16.
Tell me when that thing goes off, did you?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I finished when I was 16, and I just couldn't figure out anything I wanted to do, so I joined the Army. Told a lot. So by the time I was 19, I'd been halfway around the world and back, and I was speaking portions of 4 different languages.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just something that...
what languages?
French, German, Spanish, and English, sometimes. Sometimes English. Yeah, but you know, I the experience has been good. It's just the fact that, like I said, you seem to miss something.
Yeah.
Like, you see how big I am now. At 16, I was almost as tall as, I was as tall as I am. But I didn't have any weight on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think back that if I had finished school, high school, like other kids at 17 and 18, there's a big difference between the development of the body at 15 and 16 than
yeah.
it is at 17 and 18. Consequently, I never realized the heroics that I could have performed in athletics because I was out of school by the time that my growth had started. And,
you could play football or whatever
probably beats you. Yeah, you know, and it was just, you know, I was always seemed like a step ahead. But being a step ahead like that doesn't, it hurts you in a sense of speaking because you really miss something.
Yeah. You know, my mother said sort of the same thing. She grew up during the Depression, and, you know, didn't have any money. And she was raised by her grandmother, and they didn't have any, like a fixed income, you know, because her grandmother wasn't working anything. So she had to. She learned how to cook, and she made her own bottles and all this stuff, you know, from age, small.
Well, like, I've been cooking ever since I was 8. You know, I remember making one of the best lemon custard pies. No, it's not a custard. Eagle brand milk.
Oh, I love that.
That was the first, that was the first pie I ever made.
Yeah.
It was a lemon.
I used to make that when I was a camper.
Yeah, and
The graham cracker crust.
And that was always the gingerbread cakes. You ever make gingerbread cake? Well, I've forgotten how to make a gingerbread cake, man, but they were really, really good.
Eagle brand lemon pie is my favorite thing in the whole world. And now,
let me tell you, I used to make the lemon pies, and she, being a diabetic, was not supposed to eat them. Well, she'd sit up and eat a half a pie and double up on her insulin, you know. It's a wonder she didn't go into an insulin shop.
Right,
you know?
Probably.
But with,
they're worth it, though. They really are worth it.
Yeah. Every night, and I'll have a taste for them, you know. And then we make what we call hoe cakes. Now, a hoe cake...
I don't know about hoe cakes.
Well, a hoe cake is nothing but a great big biscuit fried in a pan on top of the stove.
Is it regular flour or cornmeal?
Flour. It's a flour dough. And you use a little baking powder, water, no egg, anything like that.
Great big fried biscuit.
Yeah, and it's